Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
I love this. This is my type of party. I love this.
Afternoons on the Score.
Adam Amin at 3 o'clock, John McClain at 3:30. It's a contract year for Roquan Smith. He was a hold-in at training camp. He did not play in the preseason. And through two games, he has not really made an impact of any note on the field. The Texans are going to try to do to the Bears what the Packers did. Right? It's now on film. That's what Jalen Johnson told us. He's like, once you show a weakness for the next 3 or 4 weeks until you prove that it's no longer a weakness, teams are going to keep trying to try you in the same way. So it's going to be Dameon Pierce trying to play the role of Aaron Jones, and the best way that the Bears have probably to stop that is a tackling machine linebacker like Roquan Smith.
We think that they're going to be coached up very hard all week and come out with a renewed focus on tackling and physicality, and he is the poster child for that, because when he's on, he tackles like a beast and chases down from side to side with incredible pursuit, and him being at his best would change the run defense a lot.
So let's hear from the team first, then a couple of our experts on it to see what the hell's going on. Alan Williams, Bears defensive coordinator, on what he sees and expects from Roquan Smith.
Still like what he's doing. I still like what he's doing. He leads our defense, or helps to lead our defense, because we have a lot of leaders out there. When he hits you, he hits you hard. He hits you tough. He processes quick, so a quick processor. So that means that when things are about to happen, he sees it in advance, and just expect Roquan to continue to get better and better and better. But I expect everyone on the defense to do that, not just Roquan. Really, it's not. He is in nickel. He goes away from the nickel, and so that's one thing. And then in base, he's stacked to the three or to the close call. And so he's really not playing a lot of different spots. He's playing in the same spot. It may be different from what he did last year and the assignments that he had, but in terms of the amount of things that he has, he's really in the same spot. And it just, in this defense, and really in any defense, it takes a little bit to get used to, hey, the patterns of the defense, the type of things or the places that you go as you execute the defense. And so what you'll see is, as he gets more experience in it, as he gets the muscle memory, as he remembers, hey, I've had this play before, I recognize it, I did it in practice, I saw it on tape, now and here it comes, you'll see that the guys are hitting their gaps faster downhill, those type of things. So you'll see each week that the guys will play faster.
Hope so. So he's saying that it's going to take time in the scheme, and as they go week to week, we're going to see him play faster. That's what you would expect the team to say, but I will say that it kind of sounds, and we'll get to it in a second here, but Dave Wannstedt was telling us something about scheme-related for Roquan Smith.
Yeah. Wani went down that same thing. I like hearing from Alan Williams, though. That was kind of cool. I like the way that he talks about defense, and we'll get a chance to hear from him a little bit more all through the year. But yeah, Wani is on Alan Williams' side in terms of what is affecting Roquan, right?
Yeah.
Does Roquan Smith look like a guy who knows exactly what his job should be in this defense right now?
I would say if he was in a meeting, he could probably answer every question for you. This is how it works with players that I got it that haven't been doing it all. And keep in mind, Roquan Well, he didn't do anything in training camp, did he?
Right.
Nothing. Right. No preseason games.
Right.
I don't know how much he did in quarterback schools. I don't know how much he did in mini camps. So you're talking about a guy, and it gets players. You could sit there and go on the board, and he's talking and talk his way through stuff. Now you get out onto the practice field or in a game situation when it's going full speed and you're making checks and there's motions and there's shifts. It doesn't – it happens too fast if you haven't been doing it and doing it and doing it. So I think Roquan is going to get better and better, but I understand fully well what's going on. He just hasn't had enough work in this system playing a different position on top of it.
So, but that's something that he can get better at week to week.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. He'll be 1,000%. They're going to play really good this week. I feel good about the Bears overall, including Justin Fields and the offense. I feel good about this one.
Man, okay. The sound of that guy sounds like bourbon now to me, you know? Just feel a little buzz anytime I start to hear Dave talk football.
It is Friday. We could probably pour something. Why not? Why not? Yeah, it's true. We said we wanted to, like, you know, bring back some of the things that our experts say over the course of the week, but you're right. We got to do it with Dave after 4 o'clock, just so we feel a little bit better about pouring something. That was misleading. So Dave optimistic, the Bears optimistic. Pat Manley, on the subject of what the hell's going on with Roquan Smith, did not paint as flattering a picture.
He looks a little heavy. That's my opinion. I don't know, you know, he just looks heavy. Doesn't look as fast, doesn't look as quick. Doesn't look as decisive, and I really think that's part of his hold-in. You know, the more you play football, the more you get in football shape, as everybody always talks about, and that's what I see. He just doesn't look like the Roquan Smith we've seen the last couple years. He just, you know, last week was not a good week for him. Normally what he can do if a lineman's coming out at him, he'll either beat you to the point or run behind you, which you're not supposed to do, quote-unquote, but he'll beat you to the point where the running back's going, and he's not able to do that right now. And I don't know if that's because he's heavy, reps, whatever it is, but he just doesn't look the same as he has in the past. And my guess is if you ask the strength coach, Jim Arthur, he's probably going to say he's 10 pounds heavier than he's been in the past.
Good stuff from Pat, who doesn't usually go there. So does it have to be one or the other, Danny Parkins? Do we have to go to opposite poles here in this conversation?
No, I don't think so. You know, so Matt Adams is probably not going to play, according to Biggs, and he thinks that Roquan is going to play, but Roquan also has some sort of hip injury, so it's weird. We have all of these variables. Mm-hmm. We have hip injury, scheme change,
right.
Allegations of being 10 pounds too heavy, and the contract stuff. He thinks that if he gets the franchise tag, he's probably going to get around, you know, $20 million a year for 1 year. But there's the long-term deal, and he demanded a trade. You know, so if Roquan's not 100%, is he going to play? Or is he going to try to preserve health for preserving money? And is he playing to protect himself out there? That was what the talk was about Lamar. Man, you're betting on yourself. You're a running quarterback. You could get hurt. Why not sign a contract? And Lamar, to his credit so far, is balling out. Roquan is not. It seems at least reasonable to wonder if he's not as explosive and physical and all of that, if Roquan is playing a little cautious in the name of self-preservation. We're not there yet, but there's just... Based on how camp went, I feel like it can't be completely discounted.
Yeah, this is an ugly mix. It's an ugly mix of factors, or it has potential to turn ugly, I should say. But at least he has a good agent that he can talk to for some advice and support.
That's
you
true.
Know, in complicated times like
yeah,
these.
You
know, if we're going to, in terms of analyzing the play itself, I think it's Wani's positional switch theory having the effect on the mind of the player as he deals with maybe also being, you know, a quarter step slow because he's just a little bit not there in full-on game shape because he hasn't played enough. Because, like, the stuff that Pat's talking about is really interesting to me, like how he usually dives under a block, right? Like, those kind of things will cut through, which you're not supposed to do, but he's fast enough to do it. So that's what makes him special and makes him great is that knowledge. it seems like you wouldn't have that knowledge in the new system just yet. It is a different perspective. It's a different spot he's standing at. Those are slightly different angles and different instincts to get locked in. So I very much lean towards patience with the positional process, as hopefully he also gets into the exact game shape that he needs.
It's probably a little bit of everything.
That's what it feels like. But the danger in the contract stuff is the playing cautious, like you're talking about. And Mully went even further this morning. Mully said, like, you know, if you're him and you're a little banged up, do you just not play? Is it better to go ahead and not play and put yourself at risk? Which is a scary extent to take that bit of logic, but understandable.
Yeah, it was just I keep going back to the Aaron Jones touchdown where Alan Lazard blocked him off the play. Like, bad hip, weird contract, positional change. That shouldn't be happening to any version of a Roquan Smith who's out there on the field. Adam Amin is the voice of the Bulls. We can talk Lonzo with him. He thought he had Roger Maris's tying home run for Roger Maris from Aaron Judge last night. Did he get faked out by the call? He did the Yankees game last night. He works with A.J. Pierzynski, and he's calling Jalen Hurts' game this weekend. Let's have a wide-ranging conversation with Adam Amin next on The Score.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.